All right, everyone, a date has been set. President Donald Trump will be meeting with the North Korean leader. What do you think? Good thing or not? I'll tell you what. The Supreme Leader of North Korea meeting with President Trump, I have mixed feelings about it, and I'll tell you why. I like the fact that the leader of America is finally meeting with the leader of North Korea. Now, I say finally in this regard. I've mentioned this before. I have really wondered if it would be a good idea for years. For several presidencies, I've wondered if it would be a good idea to have the president of the United States, the leader of the United States, speak with the leader of North Korea. Even if we don't have several other national leaders, world leaders, included in the talks, in the discussion, the conversation. My preference, just being honest with you, my preference was that the two leaders get together. The leader of the United States of America, the leader of North Korea. Of course, we had, as I've mentioned before, a number of presidents who were opposed to sitting down with the leader of North Korea unless other world leaders were in attendance. President Trump has decided that he's going to go ahead and have this conversation. And he's not going to insist, as previous presidents have, that other world leaders be in the room. I'm thinking, and this is why I have mixed feelings about it, I'm thinking that we'll be able to probably get a lot further in gaining, well, a little further when it comes to gaining some cooperation, some level of cooperation from North Korea, if our leader is talking with the North Korean leader, in this case, Kim Jong-un. Of course, there have been other experts who have said, you know, hey, you know, the leaders of North Korea like playing games. And they'll suggest or state that they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And people get hopeful, and the North Koreans pull back from the promise. They'll make another promise, agreeing to do this, agreeing to do that. It'll look good for a little while. And then they begin to backtrack again. That's what some have said. And of course, you all know that Dr. Craig Albert, associate professor of political science at Augusta University, was speaking with me a while back. And one of the concerns that he shared was this whole notion of giving North Korea legitimacy by speaking with them one-on-one, because a lot of presidents have not wanted to give them that legitimacy as being particularly, specifically an independent nation. And the concern was that once our leader sits down with their leader to hold these talks, then we're giving them legitimacy. And so I have mixed feelings because I'm wondering what negative ramifications, if any, there will be as a result of these talks between these two leaders and whatever delegations they take with them. Will there be some negative ramifications, or will it be a situation wherein really a lot of good comes out of it? And if anything bad, will it be a situation wherein the good far outweighs the bad? So I do have concerns about the meeting, but overall, I'm kind of glad. I'm glad that President Trump has made this move. He settled on a date that's, for all practical purposes, just around the corner, because you all know time moves fast. And so June 12th will be here before we know it. And we'll be soon asking the question, how did the meeting go? Right now, We're asking the question, how will it go? Before we know it, we'll be asking, how did it go? All right, so we'll see. But in the meantime, I do applaud President Trump for making this move, putting forth this effort, and we'll see what happens. Those of you who really believe in praying to our Creator, pray for a positive, beneficial outcome. One thing's for sure, there would have been no possibility of a possible outcome were no meeting to take place at all. All right, the Institute of Mechanics at the Chinese Academy of Sciences is building a factory for the commercial production of hypersonic engines. And this is something that a lot of people consider to be a game-changing technology with both military and civilian applications. Any of you ready to fly aboard a plane that moves at hypersonic speed? Not supersonic. Yeah, we already have planes that are moving currently at supersonic speeds. They're working on one that flies much faster than supersonic. The Institute's scramjet lead scientist, again, this is the Institute of Mechanics at the Chinese Academy of Sciences. And their lead scientist told the South China Morning Post that one of their factories would make a wide range of hypersonic engines and that the state-owned enterprise in charge of the operation would eventually open up to private investors. A state-owned enterprise making hypersonic engines that will eventually be open to private investors. Who will end up with these engines? There will be no attempts to deliberately sabotage any of them, will there? The turbo-aided rocket-augmented Ram scramjet engine, known as TREE for short, T-R-R-E, TREE, turbo-aided rocket-augmented Ram scramjet engine. It uses rocket augmentation to aid the transition into the supersonic and hypersonic flight regimes, could be the world's first combined cycle engine to fly in 2025. And if so, it'll pave the way for hypersonic near-space planes and single-stage space launchers. Anybody ready for that trip yet? That trip into outer space? Yes, I know a lot of you are excited about that. You're ready to fly. You're ready to cruise right into space. I take my hat off to you. I am not going. No. I imagine, you know, you have a lot of people who are uncomfortable just flying within Earth's orbit. But, of course, you have a lot of people who like thrills, and they'll take that ride out into space, want to see out there and be able to say, I saw firsthand, not just through the monitor of the computer system. I saw it through the window. Well, I mentioned scramjet. What exactly is a scramjet? All right, let's look into that in just a few. In the meantime, go ahead and move that body. Remember, it's not just about exercising for exercise's sake. It's also about keeping that body moving well for wellness sake. And remember, it is great to have those 3 or 4 or 5 days a week where we exercise for 30 to 60 minutes each day. But it is also great to break up our work day, the actual work day itself, while we're on the job, 5 to 10 minute breaks, 2 or 3 times a day. I mean, 2 or 3 times throughout the time at work. Break it up. All right. Be motivated. I'll be right back.